So what do we do?
Short of one of your attackers voluntarily coming forth to testify that he had advanced knowledge that you would be delivered to the wrong place at the wrong time so that you might be killed.
So, not going to happen.
Then we continue walking through the mud of the application process to get you transferred to another prison. We also exert under-the-table pressure on all parties concerned, especially the warden.
Tahiri frowned.
What sort of under-the-table pressure?
Suggestions reach the concerned party's ears through diverse means that cannot follow back to their sources. For instance, I've made it clear to the warden that he is under intense scrutiny now. Every decision involving you is being analyzed. Every credit he drops on a luxury, every charge on his expense account, every purchase or service made on behalf of any member of his family, known associates. It has been hinted to him that someone he doesn't know, who recently sentenced to his prison, is actually a Galactic Alliance security agent investigating corruption in the Department of Corrections. Would that it were true, but any efforts on his part to root out the investigator will prove futile, so perhaps he will believe the investigator to be of extraordinary ability. If the warden has any sense, he will at least not resort to a tactic as simple as delivering you into the wrong exercise yard. I hope this will keep you safe. I expect it will, at least for a while.
Good. That's something, anyway.
And, if I may be frank, the effectiveness of your spirited defense against your attackers has indeed convinced many people that you are not to be trifled with. But be wary of such things as sudden malfunctions on the part of your guard droid. It would not be a bad idea to occasionally switch places with other inmates when in line at the mess. All ordinary precautions. And I'll continue to work via the other means.
Thank you, Irmuth.
His words hadn't offered a lot of comfort, but they'd given her more than she'd had upon entering this conference room. A tiny chime sounded from within one of Boitu's many pockets. He drew forth a chrono and glanced at it.
Time to march into the Hall of Justice. Ready?
Ready.
She rose. He stood and smiled again. This time it was not reassuring. It was feral.
Let's destroy some prosecution witnesses, shall we?